Joining us now, though, from the Phoenix Suns, Amari Stoudemire, Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Amari, you're getting ready to take on the Portland Trailblazers, but you've been a beast the last few months. What's been different for you?
Well, I just think we're coming up with great focus from the start, man. I think, you know, coming to the second half of the season, knowing how important every game is really worth in the Western Conference was very important for us to really get going. So that's what helped motivate myself.
A lot of people want to point to all the trade rumors, not only the last few years, but specifically this past trade deadline, to being a motivating factor. How, if at all, did that change the way you play?
It didn't at all, to be honest with you. I mean, it seems like it because my numbers have went up since the second half of the year or after the trade deadline. But it's been the same every single year. Like, my numbers always improve after, you know, this part of the second half of the year. So it really didn't affect my game at all.
What does it mean to you to have Robin Lopez play with you, or obviously miss at least the first round with that back injury? Because he seems to be a nice complement to your game.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Robin's a phenomenal addition to the team. He's been playing well for us this season, and you know, hopefully we can have him back. He definitely helps us out a lot on the boards, where teams can't just focus in on boxing just one guy out. They have to focus on boxing myself and Robin out, so it makes it easy for the both of us.
Amari Stoudemire of the Phoenix Suns getting ready for the playoffs. They take on the Portland Trailblazers this weekend. Ryan Russillo and the Scott Van Pelt Show on ESPN Radio. When you and Steve Nash are in the half court, how many different options do you have off of a screen with him? Because it seems like it's almost the more impossible scenario we see in basketball to defend.
Yeah, it is. I mean, NBA is a screen and roll game. You know, a lot of teams go to the screen and roll, and they really try to implement that in their offense. But with myself and Steve, with him being a great passer and myself being a great finisher, it allows us to really open up the court for the guys that are out there shooting the ball from the three-point range. And they're, you know, this year they're doing a phenomenal job of knocking down open shots.
Who do you expect to check you between Camby or LaMarcus Aldridge from Portland?
I'm pretty sure they may try to go with Camby. I think they'll put Camby on me. We played him earlier this season. They put Marcus Camby on me a few times before. But I'm not sure. They got pretty good big men down there with LaMarcus and Camby and Juwan Howard. You know, so they got a pretty good backcourt there. So I'm not totally sure.
What are the challenges of playing Camby? Because I think it's going to be times where he's out of the game. You may play more minutes than he'll play, even though it is the playoffs. Like, I imagine there's a different style of attack going up against Camby and maybe somebody else who's defending you.
Absolutely. Camby's one of those guys where he's extremely long, he's active, he's a great shot blocker. So you want to attack him. You know, you really want to get into his body and draw fouls and really just attack the rim with force because, you know, if not, he's going to block your shot. And there's a different strategy, you know, from going up against him opposed to LaMarcus Aldridge.
Amari, another thing that I wanted to hit on, when you look at Brandon Roy, who's now going to miss this series because of the knee injury, I believe they went 8-9, Portland did, without Roy. How do you make sure the team doesn't say, well, now it's going to be a lot easier, perhaps lose focus? Like, how do you deal with the challenge of not overlooking a team in the first round?
Well, that's the key. You know, you can never underestimate any team because if you underestimate a team, you overestimate yourself. So we have to make sure that we still remain focused and understand that any team can beat us. Any team can be beaten. So, you know, with that being said, we have to really, really stay tuned in and really focus in on our strategies, study the game of basketball, study their team and what they do offensively and defensively, and attack it as such.
Amari Stoudemire of the Phoenix Suns, what do you think is going to happen after this season with you?
Not sure. Still got to wait and see.
Do you think that the way this team has played and the momentum you have going into the playoffs has made it more feasible for you to return to Phoenix?
I haven't really put too much thought into it, to be honest with you. So I'm going to do some evaluating once the season's over and figure out what's the best move for myself and also for the organization.
Is there a concern, though? Like, you have a huge option out there for about $17 million that you could just kick in and return to Phoenix for 1 year. How do you balance that guaranteed money right there and a new financial world with how the CBA could change a year from now? Like, how do you kind of balance those things with that decision?
Well, there's about three or four different options that go with this process. So, like I said, once the season's over, I'm going to sit back and really do some evaluating and figure out what's the best move for myself.
See, I understand playoff time, you're doing it the right way, you're going to be focused, but there's no way you haven't thought about it that much. That's all we talked about this entire offseason, but I don't blame you for not wanting to say, hey, I'd love to play in New York, because everybody gets down on the players that do that. So, hey, congrats on what's been a great run for you this year, and good luck against Portland, all right?
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Take care.